Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1129. Visible translated text is as follows. 98 recross examination. I had no objection to coming to your Mr. Dorsey's office. I offered to assist you in any way I could. No, it was not Mr. Frank's custom to make an engagement Friday for Saturday evening and then go off and leave the financial sheet untouched. The pencil factory is 3 or 4 blocks from Montag's. Some of them are short blocks. Guess it takes 3 to 5 minutes to go over there. I have never timed myself. The first time on Monday I observed the peculiar behavior of Conley was between 7:30 or 8:00. He was sitting in dressing room on a box. It was after that I went with Detective Starnes to try to locate Gant and arrest him. Frank never went to baseball games or matinees on Saturday. The only pictures that are hanging on the walls of Mr. Frank's office is a calendar that Truitt and Sons give away. No, I don't know whether the detectives found out elsewhere that Conley could write. I gave them the information when they came to the factory. It was on Monday morning that I saw the Haskellene and the red spots. If the blinds had been closed, it would have been some darker. Not a big difference. Redirect examination. I have never seen Mr. Frank talk to Mary Fagan. Joel C. Hunter, sworn for the defendant. I am a public accountant, engaged in the profession 10 or 15 years. I have examined the financial sheet said to be made by Leo M. Frank. I examined a copy and then checked it against the original. In order to find out how long it would take a person to make out these reports, I went through the calculations. I did not make out the sheets. I verified the extensions and calculations on the financial sheet, Defendant's Exhibit 2. I found them correct within a decimal. There is one case a decimal is incorrect. That was immaterial. Merely an error in the calculation. In order to find out how long it would take that report to be made up, I made an examination, line by line, item for item. I figured an approximate time it would take to make the various entries if they had all of the data immediately available and how long if it was not immediately available. I put these down in 2 separate columns and then struck an average. In my opinion, the quickest possible time to make out this report, balance the cash, make out the comparative statements and the copies of which they furnished me, I figured 150 minutes. I don't think that could have been done in that time except by someone having experience in it and knowing how to set up these facts and figures. This would not allow for checking the figures. In my opinion, it would take from 3 to 3.5 hours to make out this report. Balance the cash, make out the 2 copies and the comparison of 1912 and 1913. Witness then details time it would take in his opinion for each particular item that has been calculated.